Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we do talk a lot about the issues blind and partially sighted people face when trying to get onto the career ladder, whether that is trying to find their first job or returning to work maybe after losing their sight. Well, the RNIB has recently launched a new programme called the See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme to help blind and partially sighted people get into or return to work. The first successful applicants on the scheme will be starting their placements in August this year. And I'm now joined by Kudarat Adanayi, RNIB Employment Manager, to tell me more about the See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme. Hello, Kudarat, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
We know the figures for the numbers of working age blind and partially sighted people in employment have not really changed that much over the years. And the RNIB See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme is a great way to help blind and partially sighted people into work or return to work. Kudarat, would you be able to give me a bit of background as to where the idea for the See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme came from and what the main aims of the scheme are?
Thank you, Toby. Yes, indeed. RNIB research has shown that there are 11,000 job seekers with sight loss in the UK who are actively seeking employment. Employment is an important factor contributing to the general good health and well-being of people. And blind and partially sighted people are no exception. Equipped with the right skills, experience, and training, blind and partially sighted people can and do want to be gainfully employed. And providing an opportunity for them to do this is indeed a worthwhile investment. RNIB have therefore launched, as you have kindly mentioned, the See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme. The scheme provides paid work experience placements for blind and partially sighted job seekers who are new to the labour market or who are returning to the workplace after a period of absence, for whatever reason that might be.
The See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme is, of course, a work placement scheme and not an internship scheme. Why did the RNIB want to go down the route of a placement rather than an internship scheme?
Internships tend to be unpaid, and we didn't want to do that. We wanted paid placements. We want blind and partially sighted people who join us for the period of the placement to know that we value the contribution that they're bringing and we value the work that they're actually going to be doing with us. We don't want it to be a situation of them thinking, oh, it's just going to be all the jobs that no one else wants to do and I'm going to end up doing them. That is not the case. And that's why it was important for us that these were paid placements. The work that you're coming to do is valuable and we appreciate your contribution to the organization as well.
And the six successful applicants will be starting in August this year. What sort of areas of the RNIB will they be placed in? What sort of things will they be doing? And what do you think they might gain from the placements?
The successful candidates who hopefully will be joining us in August, they will be working in different areas of the organisation. For example, human resources, working with our advice team. Within the advice team, they will be working with our sight loss advisors, our tax advice service. They will be working in our counselling team and in our stories library, which is part of our brand and content team. So a wide variety of areas in which they will be working. Now, in terms of the skills that they will be gaining while they're there, it will include research, data management, dealing with customer inquiries that could be over the telephone, via email or any other communication channels. They will be providing valuable information to people who make contact with the organization. They will develop organization skills, communication skills, both verbal and written, actually working as part of a team, actually gaining work experience, and also practicing how to meet deadlines and prioritize their tasks. And these are all valuable skills that employers are always looking for in their employees or their staff.
And obviously one thing that the applicants might be thinking about, which I think many blind and partially sighted job seekers think about, is issues around assistive technology, whether that might be screen reading or magnification or other access needs. For the work placements, will the successful applicants have all their access technology and assistive technology needs in place before they start?
Yes, that is definitely something that we'll be aiming to do, Toby, to ensure that the clock will not start ticking until all the reasonable adjustments are in place. And we recognize that because these are short-term placements, they're not going to attract any access to work funding. So we're definitely prepared for that. And we'll make sure that software equipment is all in place before we actually start the clock, so that people who join us are able to maximize the time that they spend with us.
Do you think that some of the candidates on the scheme might actually possibly find some actual employment after the end of the placement?
Well, what we're hoping that the placements will be the start. And at the end of the placement, we will certainly be signposting them to other parts of the RNIB that will be able to assist them in the next phase, which could be looking for employment. So yes, we will certainly be looking at that. And we would always encourage people who are on placement to look at the vacancies that we have available and to actively apply for those if they feel they are suitable for them, or if they feel that is an area that they would like to work in.
And obviously the See Work Differently work placement scheme is a great way, as we keep on mentioning, to get blind and partially sighted people into work or return to work. And I wondered if there are any plans at all to maybe widen this scheme out to other employers to show them what blind and partially sighted people can bring to the workplace.
Yes, indeed. As an organisation, we recognise that we can't employ every blind or partially sighted person out there. So yes, one of the things that we will be doing, and we are currently doing, is working with our visibly better employers to start with, to encourage them to join us, to partner with us in this work placement initiative. So we are reaching out to employers, we are reaching out to organisations out there who can support us by offering additional work placements to blind and partially sighted people and giving them that opportunity to demonstrate their skills and abilities. And also, as you said earlier, to actually get their first step possibly on that employment ladder or maybe return to the world of work after a period of absence.
Finally, Kudrat, if listeners would like to know when the next round of the See Work Differently work placement schemes might be running, or maybe to find out a little bit more about the scheme, where can people go to find out more?
In order to find out more about the scheme, any opportunities that we have will be advertised on our job pages. So please, please do keep an eye on the job pages. In addition, if any listeners want to know any more information, you can please drop an email to the Employment Services mailbox, which is employmentservices.mailbox@rnib.org.uk. The alternative is, please, you can also call the helpline, which is 0303 123 9999. And if I may, Toby, if I may, just add a shout out to any employers who are out there who may be listening to this. Please, if you feel your organization can offer an opportunity, please do get in touch with us as well. We would really, really love to speak to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Kudrat, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the RNIB See Work Differently work placement scheme.
Thank you very much, Toby. And I hope at some point I'll be able to come back to give a little bit of an update and let people know how we're getting on. Thank you very much.